From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Federal officials say that the Gulf oil spill has substantially eclipsed the Exxon Valdez spill. NPR's Richard Harris reports that makes it the worst in U.S. history.
A scientific task force convened by the federal government says the spill estimate of 5,000 barrels a day that BP has been using is way low. The task force says the true flow has been more than double that rate and quite possibly more than five times that figure. And this is the best case scenario. They're still trying to come up with a figure that represents the most likely rate. Even so, that best case rate puts the flow between 12,000 and 25,000 barrels a day. That means the spill is already probably at least twice the size of the Exxon Valdez spill. The government assembled this task force after NPR reported the work of independent scientists who found that the flow of oil and gas could be 10 times the official estimate. Their worst fears may not be realized because a lot of the flow turns out to be gas, not oil. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A government source confirms the White House has fired the head of the U.S. Minerals Management Service, Elizabeth Birnbaum. The service is under harsh criticism for its oversight of oil leases and drilling. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says she does not want to express optimism about plugging of the oil leak until it's clear that it has been successful. She also says there's great cause for concern about delicate areas of Louisiana's coastline being contaminated with oil.
There's about 100 miles of coastline in Louisiana that's being impacted. Some of it's beach, some of it's marsh. And we know the marsh is the most important part of this coastline and the most fragile. And we're attending to that very carefully.
Mayor David Camardel of Grand Isle says the local economy is practically ruined.
The island is completely shut down. You know, we make a living, all of us, you know, between oil and gas and the commercial fishing, the charter boat captains, the marinas, recreational fishing, the grocery stores. I mean, there's no tourism.
Local and state officials want the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to move more quickly to protect the coastline. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will speak on the Obama administration's new national security policy. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this follows a speech by the president and one by White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan.
Brennan expanded on the document's main themes. He said America is strong because of its values, its laws, and its alliances.
This strategy aims to renew American leadership in the 21st century by rebuilding the fundamental sources of American strength, security, prosperity, and influence in the world.
Today, Secretary Clinton will talk about the diplomatic aspects of the new national security approach. This is President Obama's first national security strategy. President Bush had two during his 8 years in office. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are up. The Dow Jones Industrials up more than 200 points as the government says the U.S. economy is growing, though more slowly than expected by analysts earlier. This is NPR News. South Korea has staged naval exercises to boost preparedness, the first such drill since North Korea allegedly torpedoed a South Korean ship in March. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that South Korea and the U.S. plan further exercises in July.
South Korea's Navy says 10 of its warships fired artillery and dropped anti-submarine charges off its west coast today. North Korea quickly responded by saying it would no longer observe pacts to prevent naval clashes and to guarantee the safety of cross-border exchanges. General Walter Sharp, who commands U.S. forces in South Korea, says the North must honor its past agreements, including the armistice that ended the Korean War. China has so far refused to criticize North Korea for the sinking of the South Korean ship. China will be under pressure to cooperate on the issue when Premier Wen Jiabao joins his Japanese and South Korean counterparts in South Korea this weekend. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is in Germany talking about Europe's debt crisis. He's already visited London, where he said the European Union must act on what he calls a good plan for addressing the debt crisis. European nations have put into place nearly $1 trillion in available loans to help governments in danger of defaulting. An assistant U.S. attorney says the U.S. and several other countries are working on a child pornography case he calls the largest crimes against children case brought anywhere by anyone. Stephen DeBrota says suspects are under investigation regarding a password-protected online social network child pornography site and that more than 50 people have been arrested so far. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.